now that conflict has come, the only way to limit its duration is to apply decisive force. And I assure you, this will not be a campaign of half measures, and we will accept no outcome but victory.
George W. Bush remembers where he was 7 years ago today. He was, of course, president, announcing the beginning of the war in Iraq. I remember where I was 7 years ago. I was actually in intensive care at the Mayo Clinic. My mother was actually near death. I watched all of the coverage on hospital video screens.
Which are always so great.
Indeed. Where was Stanley McChrystal 7 years ago, the commander of forces in Afghanistan?
He was
actually running the briefings at the Pentagon. He was assigned to run the Iraq briefings at the Pentagon 7 years ago. Now, of course, he's commanding forces in Afghanistan. And General David Petraeus, of course, something of a hero of the war in Iraq a few years after it began, was commanding the 101st Airborne 5 Corps, part of the actual invasion itself. Matt Gallagher, former Army captain. You remember where you were 7 years ago today?
I do. I was in my college dormitory drinking some beer and wondering if that was going to be my future, and it turned out to be.
And you ended up in Iraq at what point?
I was there 2007 through 2009.
And Mike Scotti, former Marine First Lieutenant, you served in Afghanistan and Pakistan well before the Iraq War. Do you remember what you were doing 7 years ago today?
7 years ago today, I was on my way in, crossing the border from Kuwait into Iraq, and ended up being a long trip up Route 7, which was an interesting convoy.
Something that Mike Scotti, a former Marine First Lieutenant, documented in the new movie Severe Clear, Uncertainty, Chaos, Disorder, This is War. And I looked at a copy of your film last night and this morning. It's an amazing amalgam of documentary footage and really sort of home video footage. Did you know what you were making at the time you were shooting down Route 7 there?
I did not. Actually, it was really a video diary that was going to be used for notes for a book that I was going to write. And Christian Fraga from Cirque Productions, who is the director of the film, basically saw the vision, saying, you know, this story needed to be told. And without those guys, the film would never have been made. So.
Here is a clip of Mike Scotti in Severe Clear, of some footage taken back in 2003.
If we don't tell our own story, who will? The media? Yeah. There are a bunch of journalists around, but I wouldn't call what they're reporting back home news. It's more like PR. Forget about taking Saddam out. Just going to the bathroom these days is a major operation. With the winds blowing, we have to line up and hold each other like a bunch of schoolgirls so nobody gets lost while taking a I guess that would be hard to condense into a neat little soundbite for the press.
Mike Scotti there expressing a certain amount of contempt for the media in his movie Severe Clear, Uncertainty, Chaos, Disorder, This is War. Matt Gallagher, you did write a book, Kaboom, Embracing the Suck in a Savage Little War, is your effort to document your experiences there, right?
It was. It started originally as a blog back in 2007 when we got there, with the shift to counterinsurgency and just kind of trying to explain what that meant tactically to people back home for those of us on the ground.
And you really were embracing a doctrine, dealing with an Iraq that was much different than what Mike Scotti found when he first headed up Route 7. What did you find when you first arrived in Iraq?
Well, absolutely a totally different experience. Just dealing with the locals and engaging them on a personal level was far less kinetic than Mike probably went through.
What do you mean kinetic?
Blowing stuff up, essentially.
But it was still challenging, right?
Oh, absolutely. Instead of focusing on immediately killing the bad guys, it was a grander strategic movement to cut off the insurgency through the populace and by building up Iraq with electricity and just civil projects and showing the Iraqis that we were their friend, and that was the best approach.
But maintaining a connection between the Iraqis and yourself was difficult. You used nicknames so that you wouldn't mispronounce their Arabic names.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it seems as though you're disparaging them, but it's also a form of respect. How did you come up with individual names for people and try to maintain a relationship with them?
Same way you do back here, just, constantly engaging them in dialogue, bridging the gap culturally, finding something as simple as talking about your kids with them, with the sheikhs, with children, would really be a great jumping off point, and then just building a relationship from there.
Mike Scotti, Severe Clear, you mentioned that it's not news, it's not PR, It's not a diary. What is it? Is it a war movie?
No, it's a first-person narrative, and it's really a reflection, and it captures what it's like to be in a war. And that's, you know, that's what I hoped the film did. So for anybody out there who's wondering what it's like to serve in combat, we hope that, you know, this is the platform to kind of realize that.
And, you know, when you got home and you saw all the video that was, like, messed up because of the camera dropping, or you having to basically, like, throw the camera over your back so the shots just move all over the place, were you disappointed by that footage? Because, in fact, when you look at the movie, that's the stuff where the camera's a mess that gives you a sense of the confusion.
Well, you know, it's a testament to the brilliance of Christian Fraga and the filmmakers to be able to take something that was literally a mess and make something that's palatable for the audiences.
Well, severe, clear, uncertainty, chaos, disorder, one account of the war in Iraq. Are you surprised 7 years old today, Mike Scotti?
I feel like I'm 50.
Wow. Matt Gallagher, are you surprised this war is still 7 years old and going on?
Yeah, but it's probably going to be a little while longer for
sure.
We'll
see you in seven, maybe. Former Army Captain Matt Gallagher, author of Kaboom, Embracing the Suck in a Savage Little War, Thinking About Iraq 7 years After the Invasion Began. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks for having me.